You may not be able to control what flashes through your mind, but you can determine where your mind chooses to live and dwell, and the thoughts you choose to concentrate on or dwell on. Are you following me?
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in for another edition with Senior Pastor Mark Jobe, author and lead pastor at New Life Community Church here in Chicago. My name is Joshua Hollick, and today I'm here with Pastor Mark, and we're excited about what God's doing in the city. There are so many great churches. One of the greatest things Jesus did for the world was to build his church where people can come to know him, and you may not be a part of a church yet. And so, Pastor Mark, what would you say to somebody who says, I love Jesus, but I don't think church is all that important?
Yeah, and I have that conversation often with people, and it's like saying, I believe my family's important, but I don't want to hang out with them. And so Jesus Christ called us to be a follower of his, but to do it in the context of community. And I realize that you can listen to a message like this on the radio, or you can turn on your television or download a podcast, but it's different. Yeah. You need to be connected with a community of faith. New Life is one of those options. There's some great pastors and churches in and around the city of Chicago that I pray with, bless, and would highly recommend in those areas. So find a church that teaches the Word of God unashamedly, that it believes in the deity of Jesus Christ and salvation through his name, that clearly presents the gospel. New Life is one of those churches that's been expanding throughout Chicago. So, Joshua, as you mentioned, we're multi-location. We meet in communities like Little Village, which are primarily Mexican community, but we also meet in places like Lincoln Park or Lakeview that are more young professionals. We meet all the way as north as Rogers Park, all the way as south as Oak Forest, all the way west as Melrose or Montclair, all the way east as in Bridgeport. And so if you want to find one of our New Life locations, you can go to our website and click on locations, and you'll probably find something that's at least fairly close to where you live if you live in the Chicagoland area.
So, friends, our encouragement is find a good, healthy church to be a part of. And if you don't have one and you're looking for one and you've been blessed by the ministry of Straight Talk, check out newlifechicago.org and come give us a visit. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to hear your story. And we believe that Christianity is meant to be lived with other Christians in the world, being a light. So come on out and check it out.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. We continue on with Pastor Mark's message called Breaking the Grip of Anxiety today, which is part of his series called Facing Your Fear Factor. We'll be in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Here's Pastor Mark.
It's the peace of God that is fighting anxiety from invading your heart. Peace of God. Anxious thought comes. The peace of God suddenly is fighting, putting up a patrol. Everybody else is being invaded by it, but the peace of God is guarding its thoughts that could control and invade your mind and paralyze you. The peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, folks, this is huge. This is powerful. It's supernatural. It's not a normal peace. It's not a natural peace. It's not based on circumstances. It comes from the very essence of who God is. And it's released into your life when you engage in three-dimensional prayer. And it begins to set up a guard around us so that we can be in the worst circumstances, but those anxious thoughts are being prevented from getting a hold of us as we continually engage in prayer, petition, and thanksgiving before God. The more you do this on a regular basis, the more the peace of God guards. What you're doing when you pray that way, you are adding extra guards around your mind. You are helping those anxious thoughts not invade your system. How many of you are with me this morning following what I'm saying? Okay, this is important. Now, I could close my Bible and we could go home right now because you have enough to chew on. But I'm going to go on here. Because he doesn't stop here and he says, this is the natural reaction that will guard and keep you, but In verse 8, he says, finally, brothers. And he moves on to the second practice that we are to engage in. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there is anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. The NASB says, dwell on these things. Now, let me tell you the second principle. The practice of intentional light-based thinking, or the intentional thinking in the light. Boy, you need to hear me this morning, because this is big. Some of you don't think you can control your thinking. Let me tell you, the Word of God says, you determine what you think about. Now let me define that parenthetically. You may have a flash in your mind. You see, having a flash is different than building your house there. You're driving down the expressway. There is a advertisement of some sort. It could be advertising cars. And there's a half-clad, almost naked woman saying, buy this car and you'll get me on the side. Implied is the thing. So you're driving down and there's a flash of this woman that's barely dressed. Now, you can't control what goes into your mind. It flashes through your mind. You look, you can't live with blinders on. But it's one thing to have a flash in your mind. It's another thing to say, let me visit that again. And pretty soon that flash turns into a, let me linger. Let me put myself in the car there. Let me put her in my arm there. And pretty soon you have this full-blown affair in your mind in 30 seconds. Now you're dwelling. Now you're dwelling. You see, there's a difference between a flash and dwelling. What flashes through your mind, you may not be able to control what flashes through your mind, but you can determine where your mind chooses to live and dwell, and the thoughts you choose to concentrate on or dwell on. Are you following me? Now, I can say pink elephant. And those of you that are quick, you know, immediately you imagine a pink elephant. That just flashed through your mind. But you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to dwell on pink elephants. You can control what your mind thinks about, what your mind doesn't think about. And what it's telling us here is that if you are going to live a life that's not invaded by anxiety, then you need to choose where your mind hangs out. You see, some of you have lived years with your mind hanging out in the mud puddles of self-pity. Or years with your mind hanging out in the ghetto of negativity. Or your mind for years hanging out in the dark attic of the worst case scenario. So you're walking down the street and you have a little heart palpitation immediately. I bet you I got 5 clogged arteries. Yeah, 90% clogged here, 80%. I'm sure. Okay, 2 weeks left to live probably. That's what I'm going to hear. 2 weeks. I know it's going to be 2 weeks. I know, hey, I have a cousin that died right on the spot. Got to make my funeral arrangements already, because, I mean, this is terrible. I'm going to die. You go, and already anything triggers it. You're hanging out in the worst case scenario place. It's living there. You go home, you hug your kids real tight. Love you kids. What's wrong with dad? Oh, one of those attacks again. Worst case scenario. You're living there. Anything triggers it. You dwell there. You meditate there. You hang out there. And the Bible says, here's what Paul is saying. If you are not going to let yourself be invaded by anxiety and worry, you need to choose where to dwell. You want to know where your mind should be dwelling? It should be dwelling in this area. Hey, is there anything true about it? You say, well, I don't know if it's true, but it sure... No. Is it true? Is it reliable? Is it factual? No. Is there anything noble about it? Anything that's good? Anything that's right? Anything that's pure? Anything that's lovely? Anything that's admirable? Anything that's excellent? Anything that's praiseworthy? Is there anything good about it? Then let your mind hang out there. Some of you get up and I talk to people, oh, this world is so terrible. What a terrible, nasty, dark, evil world we live in. And granted, we live in a bad place. And it can be nasty. But goodness sakes, if that's where your mind dwells all the time, you're living with a cloud of darkness around you. Because that's what you focus on all the time. Your mind goes immediately to the worst case scenario. You know, it has to do a little bit with what you feed into your mind. Hello. Hello. Well, Pastor, you know, I just feed real factual stuff. I read just literature that's reality. Like the magazines that, you know, when you're walking out of Jewel and all those magazines there, the latest gossip and three-headed twin, Oprah's latest fling. And is that where you're dwelling? Is that where your mind's hanging out? And you wonder why you have a skewed view of life? Extraterrestrials invade the Sears Tower. I mean, where are you hanging out? And it says, I want you to hang out there in the places that are good and positive and lovely. Those things that are in the light. Don't hang out in darkness. Don't let your mind go to the darkness. Let me tell you what fear does. Fear is like a virus. It doesn't stay confined to just one area of your life. It travels. You can have fear that starts in the area of your workplace because they're firing. But you allow fear to begin to invade and suddenly you start fearing about your health.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk message called Breaking the Grip of Anxiety, which is from our brand new series called Facing Your Fear Factor. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Our message is called Breaking the Grip of Anxiety.
And now it started in your workplace, but now you're fearing about your health and you're fearing about aches and pains. And then it goes to your marriage and whether your marriage is going to last and whether she's being faithful to you. And then it goes to your kids and what they're involved in. And then it goes to diseases and it goes to, and pretty soon your whole life is invaded by fear and anxiety and worrying about a lot of things. Why? Because it's like a virus. It doesn't stay contained. It spreads to a lot of areas, and some of you wake up in the middle of, you can't go to sleep at night, and you know what? Some of you have trouble sleeping because you've let your mind all day long dwell in the attic of negativity, and so when you go to bed at night, all you can think about is worst case scenario flashes in your mind, and you can't get to sleep because you're worried. And God says, you know what? You need to choose where your mind dwells. In fact, I love this verse. Listen to what it says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It says, the steadfast mind thou will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in thee. You know what a steadfast mind is? A mind that has set its course and doesn't veer to the left or doesn't veer to the right, that stays its course. Have you ever seen a movie of someone trying to navigate a big ship in the middle of a storm? And they say, hang on to the, what is it? Steering wheel. You can tell I don't sail very much, right? So they're hanging on to this thing, and they say, stay the course. And the storm's pulling it, and they wrestling and trying to keep it. Why? They're staying the course. It tugs this way, they pull it back. It tugs that way. And do you realize that your mind is like that? Do you realize that when you say, I'm gonna choose to dwell on what's right and what's good and what's lovely and what's godly and what's pure and what's on target and what's faith-based and where I'm going, and I'm not going to dwell, that your mind in the middle of circumstances, your mind wants to go over there and your mind wants to go over there, and you're saying, no, I'm staying the course. And it tugs and you pull it back. And it tugs and you pull it back. And the Bible says God will keep him in perfect peace. Not just slightly good peace, but perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast. Why? Because when your mind is steadfast, what you are saying is, I trust in God. What he says, I believe. What he declares, I stand on. I don't care what circumstances tell, I go back to God and I keep my course on God. And when I keep my course steady on God, then he will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is steadfast on him. You know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 27 says, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to its lifespan? Have you ever thought, what does anxiety and worry do? Don't bother me, I'm worrying. Okay? And what is exactly you're accomplishing by your worry? Can you worry and add 5 minutes to your life? Does your worry improve your lifestyle? Does your worry change circumstances? Does your worry add to your life? No! Your worry does nothing but take away the quality of your life, reduce your joy, paralyze your faith, take precious concentration time away from what God really wants you to focus on and lose it in the treadmill of worry. We borrowed a hamster a while back. I borrowed it because I was trying to talk my daughter out of getting a dog. She's been wanting a dog since she was 3 years old. And I've talked to all my friends who gave in and got a dog. And all the dads who are walking the dogs at night and scooping up poop in their yard. And I said, I don't want a dog. So I told my daughter, when you're old enough, you can get a dog. I thought she'd grow out of it by the time she's 12. She's almost turning 12. Now I'm stuck. I got to get her a dog. I tried a goldfish. She still wanted a dog. Tried a hamster. I thought she'd get tired of cleaning it and the mess and the smell. She still wants a dog. But we had this hamster in our house. And I walked in to the bathroom where we were keeping it, because he made noise at night and kept everybody awake. So we had to put it in a bathroom, close the door. And when the hamster saw me, he'd get scared. He probably knew I didn't like him. It was intuitive. And you know how my wife feels about mice? Well, she just thinks hamsters are cleverly disguised rats, is what she thinks. So you know she didn't like them either. So I walk in, and this hamster gets on this little wheel. He's looking at me, and he starts running. His eyes are popping out. He's just running, running, running. I get closer. He runs faster. I get real close, and he's going to town. And I think, what an animal. I mean, look at him. You're not, that doesn't do anything. You're just running and not going anywhere. You need to lose some weight anyways, you hamster. But let me tell you, worry's like that. We get on the treadmill and we say, don't bother me, I'm worried. You're running, running, worried, worrying, worrying. And God is trying to get our hold of attention. You say, God, I don't have time, I'm worrying, worrying. And all the time, you're taking away the quality of your life. You're taking attention that you could be investing in a relationship with your wife. And you're wasting it on worry. You're taking the attention you could be inverting into your children and ministering God's stuff and building up your faith, and you're allowing this worry treadmill to sap you of your energy, and by the time your day is over, you are dead tired. You know why? You've been worrying all day long. I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm just so tired all the time. Worrying takes a lot of energy. Well, God is saying that's not your destiny. That is not your destiny. That's not your future. That's not your place. That's not your destiny. I have a purpose and a plan for you, and it's not to waste your life on worry. And then he ends with this. So we need to practice three-dimensional prayer that releases the peace of God, that sets up a guard around us and fights anxiety off of us. And then we are to begin to choose where our mind will dwell. And in the first day or week that you begin to implement this, you may have to say no to a thought 100 times and steer your thought in a right direction 100 times before you get the hang of it. Because I can guarantee if you've been dwelling on negativity, it's affected the way you view life. It's like when I sit down with a couple that's been fighting and feuding for a long time, and they sit down and she sits over here, he sits over there, and kind of turn their back to each other a little bit. And I say, okay, let's start out by saying, hey, is there anything good? Just tell me 3 good things about your spouse. You start. It's just really hard to think about any good thing. You know what? I know where their minds have been dwelling. And then finally they'll say something like, she makes good hamburgers. Like, is that the best you could come up with? You know why? Now, if I were to say, tell me 10 top things that frustrate or aggravate me about your spouse, they would right away. They would know, hey, I'll give you 20 if you want. You know why? They've been dwelling there. And if you've been dwelling there, that's what you think about. When you look at your spouse, you look at them through the eyes of negativity. You look at life through the eyes of negativity. You look at God. You look at your marriage. You look at everything through the eyes of negativity. God says, that's not your destiny. You choose where you're going to dwell. Last point I want to make is this, is the practice of applied spiritual living. You see, Paul goes on and he says, not only dwell on these things, but in verse 9 he says, whatever you have learned and received and heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. 4 things, learned, received, heard, and seen. And if you begin to practice God-aligned lifestyle, then what you will do is you will usher into your life the presence of the living God, so that not only the peace of God, not only God, but the God of peace will hover around you, will be with you, and where God is, his peace will be. Let me tell you this, some of you are engaging in lifestyles that don't allow the peace of God to come in. You say, Pastor, well, I'm praying, I'm trying to be positive in my thinking. Yeah, and you're going out and you're snorting cocaine every weekend, and you're afraid of being arrested again or drunk driving, and you wonder why you don't have peace. Don't tell me you're praying and trying to think positive and engaging in lifestyle that's going to take away your peace, because what you're doing is you're saying, get away from me, God. When you engage in lifestyle that's contrary to God, what you are saying is, out of here, God, let me do my thing. If you are going to walk in the peace of God, then you need to engage in lifestyle that is in alignment with God, because then you're inviting the presence of God and the peace of God to surround you. When you're in three-dimensional prayer and letting your mind dwell on what is good and positive and lovely, and when you're living in accordance with God, let me tell you, you will be the most contented, fulfilled, spirit-filled, joyful, peaceful person on the face of this earth, regardless of your circumstances.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and this has been the second half of his message called Breaking the Grip of Anxiety, which is part of our series called Facing Your Fear Factor. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.